KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
An energy expert believes the country is not out of the load-shedding woods yet. It's been 22 days since Eskom implemented rolling blackouts. The power utility says it's all thanks to sustained generation capacity, adequate emergency reserves and reduced electricity demand. Professor Katleho Moloi is the head of electrical power engineering at the Durban University of Technology. He says while Eskom and the electricity ministers plan to ramp up maintenance at the end of last year, is paying off. It's yet to be seen if the generation capacity will be able to handle the demand in the coming months of winter.
We can't give all the credit to us. Big companies also, after the minister has signed into law that self-generation can increase from 1 megawatt to 100 megawatt, big companies have been doing a lot of work off-grid, which then means technically that Eskom's loading profile gets deloaded. Are we off the hook yet? I can guarantee that colleagues who are working within the aspect of weather suggesting that we're going to have one of the coldest winters this year. Maybe winter coming, we might not necessarily be hooked yet.
Well, some South Africans think the pause in load shedding is a political move by the governing party as the general elections draw close. We asked Professor Moloi for his thoughts.
My view is that many companies, many households are now going off-grid. And because of the off-grid philosophy and analysis, Eskom has now the leverage of having to switch off without affecting a lot of people. So I think my view is maybe it is, maybe it's not. I don't know. I want to make any political comment. What I know is that the load has gone down and Eskom has done well in terms of maintaining the 9,000 megawatts.
A group of eThekwini College students has protested at the institution's Asheville campus over unpaid NSFAS allowances. They are also complaining that there are accommodation issues still. It's understood student leaders have been engaging with the college's management. The EFF student commands Bantu Fagu says they will not leave until they have positive feedback from management.
Precisely, there's a problem of NSFAS that they are regretted and failed, so they decided to take it to the street.
Well, the college has been approached for comment. And a landmine blast has killed 10 people in northeast Nigeria. It's being reported a vehicle transporting local traders hit the improvised landmine in the north of the country, wounding 23 others. The region has been battling a long-running jihadist conflict in Borno State. While militants have been driven back from the territory they controlled a few years ago, officials say they still carry out ambushes and target convoys traveling out of towns protected by army garrisons. The top story, an energy expert believes that we might not be out of the woods yet with regards to load shedding, especially with winter around the corner. More news at ecr.co.za for Newswatch. I'm Dino Mpahlele.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. The Sharks ring the changes for their URC clash with Glasgow tomorrow. The Dolphins hoping to sew up that semi-final spot against the Tuskers tomorrow at Kingsmead, and Liverpool out to overturn a 3-0 deficit against Atlanta tonight in the Europa League.